Then from there, you graduated when you were 16, correct?
Yes.
Actually, I looked. You were 17 because your high school graduation date was May 30th. She turned 17 20 days before she graduated.
Okay.
I just looked at your diploma.
Now, you went straight. Now, it was called Jacksonville.
Normal school.
Normal school. And you got your teaching certificate in a year and a half. Correct?
Okay.
That summer, you started teaching the fall of 29.
When you got your teaching certificate, you went straight into teaching and went back and forth while you were teaching. During breaks, you went to school.
Right. Every time I had a break, I went to school.
How many degrees do you have?
Your majors. What did you
How many majors do you have?
What all did you take when you were a freshman?
Everything. At that time.
But in what courses? What could you teach?
Like history, math,
English, home ec.
Really?
You told me one time that you took every course they offered.
I did.
In every subject they offered.
I did.
So you
at that time. So I suppose I could have thought anything.
It's like you got a degree in education, but you could teach
whatever they needed you for.
Okay, now let's get into some. We'll go to some of the main questions. When you were in school, when you were at Anniston City Schools, were you employed? Did you have a job, or did you work on the farm?
Worked on the farm.
Was that encouraged by your parents, or was that strictly known that's what I had to do? I had to do my chores, or?
Had to do my chores to go to school so we could go.
So you working on the farm helped pay for your tuition to go
yes.
to school? So what you sold and the milk and
right.
The cattle would help pay for your... did all of you go to private school?
Yes.
So it paid for all tuition?
Uh-huh.
Didn't you have to pay to go to
high school? Yeah. But I don't
know. Lie to mother. What did you just say about Anniston High School?
I paid when we went to...
And you had to pay it was a tuition school then?
Yes.
No. You don't remember how much it cost?
I have no idea.
It's
been so long ago.
What type of things did you do on the farm? I know we touched on that earlier. Milking the cows, working in the garden.
Right.
Just everything.
Raising vegetables of all kinds. Watermelon.
What were you not allowed to do?
Plow.
Just you or all the girls?
None of us were allowed to plow.
Just Daddy didn't want it that way?
It's dangerous.
Did you ever try it?
I got on a harrow one day when he was gone and it almost turned over. Well, it did turn over, but I jumped off in time.
Were you real young then when you did that?
Yeah, I'd say 7 or 8 years old.
So you started working in the fields as early as you could?
Oh, sure.
5 or 6, probably?
Yeah.
So your parents had to help you and your sisters work to help support the family.
Right.
Keep everything going.
Right.
Where was the farm?
It's about a mile and a half from here. Do you know where the Boys Club is over there?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, across the road from there, up on the hill.
About how big a farm was it?
Let's see, around
40 acres.
That's what I was going to say, 40 acres.
Okay, since you had all girls in the family, was it odd for, did other families have their daughters in the fields too, working, or was it just because, you know, there were no boys to work around the farm?
Oh yeah, everybody worked in those days.
Say, like friends of your family that had boys in the family, did they, would they go out and get the job as soon as they could? They would work in the fields until they're old enough to get a job, and they would go get a job, or was it like that for everybody?
Everybody did farm work then. I'd say boys and girls just helped on their own farms.
Okay. Were there many girls that would go off and say at 15, 16 years old and work in a store or get a check every week?
No.
Were there any jobs for women?
Not that I know of. I don't think there were.
Were the females encouraged or discouraged to work at this time, do you think? Do you think that everybody had to work to survive?
I think everybody had to work.
Now the difference is, did they work at home or go to someplace and get a check?
They worked at home. Everybody worked at home.
But the women didn't go get a check somewhere?
No.
Like the men might go to the pipe shop or the foundries?
Yeah.
That Aniston had?
Yeah.
So the women did more of the domestic work?
Right.
In the home?
Yes.
Okay. For how long did they do this? Till they went to school or till a certain date? Or just... basically, how long did the normal female do the domestic work? As long as they could?
As long as they could, and as long as they were in school. Finishing grammar school anyway. And I'd say most of them, those that went on to high school, did it.
Okay. Then what did they do?
After high school, they say they're through with high school, they don't go to college. What did they do then? Did they still do the domestic work?
Yes. And then there was a cotton mill over here at Blue Mountain. A lot of them would get a job in there. Linen 3, it wasn't called that. It was Blue Mountain Mill or in.
Blue Mountain Mill?
That's what it was called.
It's still over there.
It's Linen 3 now.
So most of the females around here would go work in the mill.
Yes.
When most of the females were married, did they still work in the mill, or did they go home and take care of the home?
They'd take care of the home and start having children.
All barefoot and pregnant syndrome, mother.
So most women, once they got married, didn't work. Did you say that?
Outside the home.
Good point. because I know that most of the time, work in the home is worse than work outside the home. Because I know my mother does too much for us. What encouraged you to attend Jacksonville State? What made you want to go to college?
My mother wanted to be a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And there wasn't any question about it. She was going to send every one of us through college.
Since she didn't get to go,
she got to do with us what she wanted to do.
Lived her life through that.
Right.
How'd y'all pay for school? Same way? Working on the farm?
Working on the farm. Selling milk and eggs and butter, what have you.
Did you work on the farm throughout college? The whole time when?
When I was home, I worked.
Okay. Did you live in?
I drove back and forth to school.
Now I know you were very much involved in the establishment of Alpha Z Delta.
Yes.
Sorority. How did you come into being involved in that?
Well, had Carolyn wanted it done, and her daddy wasn't any question about it. We just got the money together and bought him a house and supported him.
Now, this wasn't when you were in school.
Oh, no.
No.
We didn't have sororities when I was in school.
What did you have? Was it just school?
School. More school.
Okay. Not much outside extracurricular stuff.
No.
Going back on to the movie.
If you went to the movies, the house mother would go with the group and sit behind us. Mm-hmm. We didn't dare do anything.
She kept the tab on?
Yeah, she kept the tab on everybody in there.
And what did she do?
When was this? This was when you were in school?
Yes.
Did she drive?
Yes, she took a flashlight and flashed down to see if we was all behaving.
By that, you weren't allowed to hold hands?
No.
When did that happen?
When she was in college,
Delta. This concludes side one. Please turn the tape over to side B. Thank you.